Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, is a synergistic forum to assist you in gaining a deeper perspective and understanding in your everyday life. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Sean and Jen deliver a passionate message that provides you with a wealth of knowledge to break through to your best you. Discover your soul path. This show will raise levels of intuition, knowing, and keep you on the edge of your seat. So get ready to understand the meaning and message in your life and how to shift obstacles into opulence. Saturate yourself with powerful intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life. Now, here are your hosts, Sean and Jen.
Everybody, it's Sean and Jen. You're listening to, of course, the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Stay with us for the next hour. Let us help you experience your soul path. Every Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com, we'll meet some of the most gifted people helping you turn your obstacles into opulence. Haven't said that in a couple of weeks, so I figure I...
I think you said it last week.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I think. Did I?
I'm not here keeping score. I'm just...
Well, I am keeping score. You know what I'm keeping score of?
What?
Michigan being in the final four. The final four. What is wrong with me today? Go Blue. First time since 1993 or 94 or something.
So they're in the final four. So yes. Are they going to make it all the way? Are they going all the way?
Yeah, we're Michigan. What do you think? Come on now. Come on. So what else is going on? A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on. I was watching The Voice. Of course, that's my favorite show, yes. And so, you know, they have the two newbies on there, Usher and Shakira. And it feels like Blake Shelton and Adam Levine are kind of ganging up on those two, like getting them to push their button and getting them to do stuff. And they're kind of, you know, they're new, so they don't really know, you know, once they're done singing, that's it. And
you know, they got to take it easy on Shakira, man.
Yeah, they like her.
What else is going on in the news? There's a lot of UFO sightings been up around worldwide.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that today.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the new Pope. And we have a lot of really exciting things to talk about today. We have a return guest.
Yes, we do. A very special return guest. This woman was so much fun the first time she was on air. We didn't get a chance to cover even half of the stuff that we wanted to cover. So we brought her back because she's very sweet. She's the author of the best-selling book, Ready or Not, Here It Comes. And I encourage everyone to get it. It will blow your mind. And it's really, really, really good. With no further ado, let's bring forth Miss Chris Salser.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, I'm up tonight.
How are you doing? We are wonderful.
It's a great day here in Puerto Vallarta, and thank you so much for having me on, and I'm very happy to share whatever information I can share.
Chris, right. Before we get started, I want to make sure you don't have your radio on or anything like that.
No.
Okay. Because we're hearing an echo, so we didn't know. We got all our stuff turned off.
It might have to do with the long distance line.
Oh, okay. No problem. Okay. So we want to get in. We got a lot of really good stuff to cover.
We're going to cover a lot. So let's just dive into the meat of it. You want to take it?
Sure. So first question we have is, what was the significance of the astrology and its regard to the new Pope?
Well, it was real interesting because I was raised a Catholic, and when they were going to choose, it was obviously interesting that the last Pope stepped down when he did. And I was raised a Catholic, but now I'm, you know, have more of a cosmic vision of things. And so all the attention to it, everybody was sending people to cover, you know, the Pope and who was going to be the next Pope. And I thought, oh, I don't even care who's going to be the next Pope. I mean, come on. And yet the moment that it came on, that the white smoke had come out, I was transfixed to the screen. And I was even more transfixed when they said who the new pope was going to be, because it was on the new moon in Pisces, when six planets were in Pisces. And Pisces is the astrological sign that is the symbol for Christianity, the two fish and, you know, the fisherman and how he produced all the fish at the feast to feed people. So that's a symbol. So I thought, okay, new moon is new beginnings in Pisces, Christianity, the Catholic Church. And it was also being conjuncted by Pan Stars, one of the two comets that was very prevalent in the sky during the month of March. And a comet is like an astrological wild card. You can't really tell. I mean, not that it can be negative or positive, but it's just this incredible burst of energy. So that made it an even larger impact, saying that things weren't going to be the same. And I think we can all see that that's so true. He has come in as a man of true humility. He doesn't want to live in the very luxurious papal apartment.
He
has put on the little red shoes, you know, that he wears his, you know, regular shoes. He has been taking the bus around Rome, and he said the church should be poor, and the poor people must be helped by the church. And I find it very interesting, because I know part of the reason, or they say part of the reason, that the former pope stepped down was because of the scandal with the Vatican Bank laundering money for the mafia, many, many, many things. And it's said that the Roman Catholic Church has billions of dollars, you know, shut away somewhere. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if this new pope, I mean, he's already broke with tradition in washing the feet on Holy Thursday of women as well as men and Muslims as well as Christians. And he's done a lot of things that traditionalists within the church don't like. And I think it's great, because I think, you know, it's an institution that needs some shaking up. And I wouldn't be surprised if he starts spending some of all that money that the church has, you know, shut away to help poor people. So it's just very interesting. I know some people say, well, you know, in his past, you know, he was connected with politics that were in Argentina that weren't always, let's say, of the highest light. But I believe he has come in with a soul contract to reform the church. And a soul contract can kick in at any time within your life. You know, we all come in here with certain things that we have decided to do over this lifetime, experiences to have, things to learn. But we do have free will, so we don't always follow that. Maybe we're supposed to marry a certain person or have a certain career, and with free will we just, you know, go a different route. And sometimes the soul contract will kick in a later part of life. You know, somebody will maybe lose their path or do other things, and then all of a sudden there it is. So I just find it very interesting, because, you know, the signs were there in the heavens, you know, the comet and all the planets in Pisces. And here we have this new man who chose the name of St. Francis of Assisi, you know, to mirror the compassion and love and humility. And I just think it's going to be real interesting to see what happens.
Wow, that was deep. I'm processing it. That's a lot. So let me ask you, let's go back to the money thing for a minute, because that's what kind of jumped out at me. Do you think, with him being the Pope, do you think they'll allow him to spend the Vatican's money the way that he wants to do that?
I don't know. He's already done a lot of things they don't like, but he's the Pope, so he can do it. So
he
I
can
think
do what he wants.
Time will tell.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's
part of everything happening now on the planet, with the photon energy coming in, constant change, letting go of the past. We see it, you know, in religion and in government and in culture and all kinds of entertainment, all kinds of, you know, things like that. And it's just one more piece of the puzzle. Look at the other things that have just happened since the beginning of the year. The meteorite in Russia, that was something very, very wild.
Yeah, it was.
Locust.
Yeah.
You probably saw on the internet that there were 30 million locusts that hit Egypt and also went into Saudi Arabia. 30 million. That's a lot of locusts. Now, that's like biblical
wow.
plague. That's like, you know, what the Bible wrote about with Moses and everything when there were plagues of locusts. And I just think all those things are really interesting. Also on Facebook, just like you said, Sean, there's been so many UFO sightings.
Yeah.
I've seen so many things on Facebook about UFOs, and I don't know if it's that there's so many more UFOs right now, or if it's just because there's so many people with cameras that can instantly record the phenomenon and put it up on the news that it seems that way. But there's also being reported booms. People hear huge booms in their communities, and there's lights and explosions and all kinds of things. The sinkholes.
Oh, yeah, that was a big one last fall. Yeah.
And I just think it's part of, you know, the planet Gaia is going through her changes. She's going through her own transformation. And I think it's, you know, part of the whole thing.
So we're going to take a quick break, Chris, but when we come back, I want to kind of dive into the UFOs maybe a little bit more, ask a couple questions about that, and I want to ask some questions about soul contracts and dive a little bit deeper into that. So you are listening to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll explore more with Ready or Not, Here It Comes, a return journey with Chris Sousser. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What if being you created the change you would like to see in this world? What if there are tools to help you access you? This is Glenna Rice, Access Facilitator and the Questionable Parent, and I'm teaming up with Access Facilitator and former NFL running back Ricky Williams to teach Access the Bars Foundation and Level 1, 5 days to change your life, in Seattle, February 8th to the 12th. For details, go to accessconsciousness.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
The Michael Shane Show, conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk Radio.com on the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live, on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
If you are new to quantum techniques, it's easy to get a free 30-minute one-on-one session with a QT practitioner. All you need to do is make a minimum purchase of $25 from our online store at quantumtechniques.com, and you will receive a session with a QT practitioner that is worth $200. Click on the Discover Health Today in the moving banner section near the top of our website's homepage to get more information. Take advantage of this today.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Oh, that is old school right there. I was in the Navy when
I like that. Oh,
man, and I had a head full of hair.
I think I was in middle school.
That was like 75 pounds ago. All right, so we're back with the Sean and Jen Show. I'm Sean, and Jen's sitting right across from me. Our topic today is Ready or Not, Here It Comes, A Return Journey, with best-selling author Chris Salser. Chris, thanks for coming. Thanks for blessing us and coming back to the show again. We really appreciate it. Real quick, before we get back into the meat of our subject matter, can you share your contact information and any events and specials you're running for readings and anything else you have going on?
Sure. My email is planetarytransformation@gmail.com, and I can be contacted also on Facebook, Chris Salser, C-H-R-I-S, and S-A-U-S-S-E-R, Chris Salser on Facebook. And actually, there's going to be a workshop here in Puerto Vallarta, Step Into the Light. Everything that's in my book that we need to step into the light, everything coming into the planet, acknowledge it, live it, be it. It's going to be on the weekend of May 9th to the 13th. It can either be a three-night or four-night package. It will be workshop. It'll be meditation. We'll have a Hindu chant and meditation session. We'll have an early morning cruise on the bay to see dolphins. They're always cruising around the bay close to the shore real early in the morning. It's really lovely to get out there with them. And so a lot of good things for any information. And also I do astrology energy charts. I do the chart and everything connected with the energy and different tools people can use to enhance their lives. That's $40. And so that can also be, anybody can contact me at planetarytransformation@gmail.com or through the Facebook. Thank you.
Oh, nice.
Perfect. So in the previous segment, we were discussing the new pope, the alignment of the planets, and its significance. We did touch a little bit on UFOs, and I just want to ask you, Chris, you know, with the increased sighting, what does it mean to you, all these UFO sightings? I mean, what do you think it means?
Well, I definitely believe in UFOs, and I believe there's, you know, many, many planets that have many different cultures, different beings. And they're here, they're watching what's happening on the planet, and they're letting themselves be seen more and more, so people will be used to them when they finally make contact, like in, you know, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, when they actually land and make contact that we see on the evening news, that people won't be running for the hills, won't be, you know, really scared, that it will be something that, a phenomenon that they will have gotten used to. That's my personal take. Some of the things I've seen, they resemble a Merkaba or a Merkaba, which is mm-hmm. our light body that we are. And I've seen some of them on Facebook that are colored lights that have that exact shape, like the diamond shape of, because they say our own Merkaba, when we raise our vibration high enough and work with our light body enough, we will be able to travel with that. That will be,
right.
Because Merkaba in Hebrew is spelled with a V instead of a B, and it means chariot. So that's our light chariot. You know, that's the way we will travel. So possibly some of the things that people are seeing are actually Merkabas, a light body of either people from this planet or people from other planets. But I definitely think it's communication. And it's happening more and more, and it's to get people used to the idea that they're here.
Do you think that they're actually walking among us, some of them? We just don't know.
Oh,
it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So
and they're here to assist with the shift in consciousness and to raise our vibration and help us without interfering, because we are a planet of free will. There's only so much that they can do, but no, I believe they're here.
Okay. Well, you know, too, let me just say this. Look at how young we are as a species and compared to everything else that's out there, how young this planet is. You know, the planet's like 3.4 billion years old, and that's really not that old in the grand scheme of things. You know what I mean?
Right.
What I wanted to talk about, though, I wanted to touch on was, we spoke briefly on it, was the Bosnian Pyramid that was discovered. And they estimated it to be between 15,000 and 30,000 years old.
Right.
What are your thoughts on that? What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's fabulous. And when I have the money, I'm going to go over and see it. Because the man who's doing the excavation Sam Osganovich is from Texas, and he runs the dig in the summertime, and whereas in Egypt, the Egyptian government doesn't let anybody near their digs. You know, you have to be an archaeologist and things like that. You can go over and you can volunteer week to weeks, the whole summer, to be on the dig in Bosnia. And it hasn't gotten accreditation from the archaeologists yet because, you know, supposedly our civilization is supposed to be, you know, like 7,000 years old and that's it. And so they're saying that, you know, in the tunnels underneath, they have dated this pyramid to between 30,000 years old.
Yeah.
You know, people, the scientists aren't wanting to accept it, but it's there. It's been dated. And there's a whole series of tunnels that run under this pyramid. They have discovered that the Bosnian pyramid emits a beam of electromagnetic energy with a 13-foot radius.
Mm-hmm.
And the chamber underneath has a huge megalithic structure. It's almost like a bathtub. Megalithic is just stone, prehistoric stone structure that was sculpted. And then and there's a river that also runs underneath this pyramid. So what they have surmised is that this was a healing chamber under there because of the electromagnetic energy and the river and the ions that are under there, that it was a perfect place for healing. It's really interesting because it looks just like a hill or mountain. It's twice as big as the Great Pyramid in Egypt,
mm-hmm.
and it's obviously covered with vegetation. And that's not hard to do because I have plants that hang on the side of my wall outside my kitchen, and in the rainy season, if I would let them, they would probably cover the house by the end of the rainy season. So things are covered up with vegetation really easily. And on Facebook and on the internet, I have been seeing they are finding pyramid structures all over the planet in countries you would never imagine them. And they have four sides, four equal sides, and straight lines. And you know there's no straight lines in nature. About the only straight lines you do find in nature would be in snowflakes, quartz crystals, things like that. But otherwise, these are pyramid structures that have been covered by vegetation. There's a lot of them in China. They're all over the planet, and they see that they're, you know, a lot of these are emitting energy. Now, the Russians have done a lot of research about pyramids. You know, the Russians have always been, at least I've always heard that they've been really interested in the paranormal. And there's different scientists with the Russian Academy of Sciences that found out they've been experimenting. They have found some pyramids, and then they started creating small pyramids and working with them to see what they do. That wheat grows 400% better when it's grown right near a pyramid. Concrete sets more strongly. The energy field deflects severe weather. Instead of a severe weather pattern going right through the area where these pyramids will be that they're experimenting with, it goes all the way around it. So they're coming to the conclusion that the pyramids that they're finding all over, and they found them underwater in Japan, they found them frozen in Antarctica, they found them all over. It was really to create an energy grid around the planet, possibly an energy grid of free energy, and that does all these, you know, different kinds of things. They had some water, a problem with strontium in their water in a certain area in Russia, and they built some of these smaller pyramids around there, and the strontium was no longer in the water. It became clear water. So there's a lot of research going on, and the Bosnian pyramid is just very fascinating. And you can go online, you know, just Google it, and you'll find a lot of information. And if you're interested, you can fly on over there once the dig is in session again and get a tour of it and even work on it and help out at the dig if you'd like.
Wow. Well, Chris, we have a couple more minutes before our next break. So I wanted to ask you, kind of switching gears a little bit, but since we're talking about the pyramids, I wanted to ask you, what is magnetic healing exactly?
Well, magnetic healing would be healing with magnets because the base of our body is electromagnetic, and as well as the planet, it's electromagnetic energy. And so magnets help balance the body. They help balance the energy system. And pretty much science poo-poos them or, you know, tends to poo-poo them. And also doesn't really know how they work. I tend to think that they help circulation and they help the cells to regenerate. And I just know personally in my own life they have helped my mom when my mom was alive and had a lot of medical challenges. The magnets were a godsend. I keep them around. I sleep on magnets. I have a mat with like 50 small magnets on that I sleep, and I have a lot of energy and pretty much no medical problems, no aches and pains and things. I kind of attribute it to the magnetic mat that I sleep on. And I think everybody needs to acquaint themselves with somebody they know, find somebody who heals with magnets, and pick up some magnets and learn how to use them. So when they twist their ankle, when they get a sport injury, when somebody they know has a bed sore or something, they mm-hmm. use the magnets, and you will be surprised at how quickly things heal. My mom used to get, because she was in bed for a year and a half at the very end of her life, and so bed sores, you know, could be a problem. But as soon as she would get a bed sore, I would put the magnets on and in there, so they were gone. She'd get aches and pains in her hips because of lack mm-hmm. of movement. I'd put the magnets on in a day or so. She was fine. Used them with
Chris, we're going to go ahead and take a break. I'm sorry. This is the Sean and Jen Show. You're listening. This is Sean and Jen. You're listening to the Sean and Jen Show. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Chris about her book, Ready or Not, Here It Comes. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at RightRelationshipForYou.com. That's RightRelationshipForYou.com. Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Yeah, who doesn't like to dance? Welcome back to the Sean and Jen Show. This is Sean. Today we are honored to have best-selling author and returning guest Chris Saucer with us. Chris, can you share your contact info and any specials and upcoming events that you have one more time for our audience who may be interested in coming to your workshop down there in May?
Okay. The workshop, Step Into the Light, is May 10th to the 13th for either three or four nights. And all you have to do is go to planetarytransformation@gmail.com, send me an email, or you can contact me at Chris Saucer on Facebook.
Sweet. Real quick, oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to also ask Chris, how can they, the audience buy your book?
Yeah.
Oh, they can buy it on Amazon, Kindle, Smashwords. Smashwords, it can be Nook or Sony or any kind of an app. Or they can go into any bookstore, and the bookstore can order it and get it to you in 3 days or so.
Okay, perfect.
Cool,
Before
thank you.
Before the break, we were talking about the Bosnian Pyramid, and then you were talking about magnets and magnetic healing. Can you just finish your thought before we took a break about finish what you were saying about that and where people can go to find it or learn more about it?
Well, I would try and find a practitioner near you in the alternative healing community that does magnetic healing. And if not, research it online. The most important thing is that you learn how to use the magnets, because obviously one side is the proper side to put against your skin and the other side not. You can research. Sometimes they're painted red on the side that actually goes against your skin. But it's nice to go to a practitioner, because sometimes certain ailments will need you to have a positive and negative effect. So sometimes there was a very gifted magnetic healer here. I mentioned Dunaji that was here in Puerto Vallarta. And sometimes I would have to put the black side against my mom's skin on one side, maybe on one kidney, and on the other side, the red side, because it was a positive-negative polarity, and it was creating a flow of energy in between the kidneys, that type of thing. So if you can't find a practitioner near you, go online and at least find out what side of the magnet. And you can use them very simply. Whenever I injure myself, I, you know, stick on some small magnets, tape them on with, you know, the porous tape that you get, you know, like the medical tape.
Yeah.
And also, they're not just for sports injuries and things. They can heal any kind of infections. Dunaji had a patient that was HIV positive, and she worked with him for about 3 or 4 months. And after working with him, and I mean, she uses huge, heavy-duty magnets, not some little thing that looks like a nickel or something. She uses a very large one. And after 3-4 months of that, he was no longer, he tested, you know, negative. He had no, they could find no HIV. And when it comes to infections and viruses and things like that, they say, and now it hasn't been proven, so I don't know, but they say that the magnets unravel the DNA of those tiny organisms.
Oh,
and
wow.
That's why they can't reproduce. So
that's a big deal. That is a very, very big deal. Hey, I want to switch gears a little bit, because there's a question that I've been wanting to ask you, and we didn't get to it the first time you were on the show. Can you tell me, what are laughter clubs?
What are?
Laughter clubs.
Oh, laughter clubs. Okay, well, there's a person in India, a cardiologist that started laughter clubs. And he has created 3,000 laughter clubs and wants to have a million of them, 3,000, he's from India. So he has 3,000 of these clubs in India and wants to create a million in the world. Because laughter, what laughter does is laughter oxygenates the body.
Right.
And oxygen is so important because, you know, it strengthens
kind of need to live,
the system. A lot of viruses and things cannot live in the presence of oxygen. So the more oxygen you have in your body, the better. And they say that cancer a lot of times will come when there's a low level of oxygen in cells.
And laughter strengthens the immune system. It releases endorphins, you know, those feel-good chemicals. And in the Laughter Club, what they do is they use yogic breathing and stretches and laughing. They make themselves laugh. And if you, they have videos. You can, you know, like go online to their website. And these videos are kind of funny. Well, I mean, it's laughter, so it's funny. But I mean, it's almost weird to watch because there are people making themselves laugh. And you'll have a whole group of like 100 people making themselves laugh. But there have been people who have cured themselves of cancer by doing this. Wow. When they do it in prisons, they've been starting laughter clubs in prisons. It reduces anger and violence in the population. Illness, it promotes cooperation with the inmates. With senior citizens, it helps to alleviate depression, and it helps their health and mobility. They use it in rehab centers, cancer centers, with the homeless. I mean, what can be, you know, greater than getting better or having great health by laughing? And if you try yourself to make yourself laugh, I mean, you kind of get into it, and it's fun.
And, well, once you start laughing, you can't stop. If you just make yourself laugh and you just keep laughing, you just can't stop.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know. That's me. I just start, when I start laughing, and then I just keep laughing and laughing, and then everything's funny, and then you just can't stop.
And then sometimes you're even crying because it's so funny.
Yeah. All right.
There were scientists at Stanford University that did research on this, and they had they told people the funniest jokes they could find while they were connected to MRIs or inside the MRI, and they found out that the same part of the brain was stimulated with laughter as is stimulated with sex, drugs, and money. So that's really, really some interesting information.
Yeah. So we want to ask you in our last show with you. You mentioned
Ho'oponopono.
Can you give us a brief description of it and dive deeper into it?
Again,
we didn't really get to cover it last time.
Yeah.
Dr. Len Hugh developed that from his master because Ho'oponopono is Hawaiian, and it was something to heal on a community level. And his teacher brought it down to an individual level, saying that basically we create our own reality. We're responsible for what's in our reality. So if we want to make our reality and the world a better place, we have to fix it. So Dr. Lin Hugh worked at a hospital in Hawaii that was for the criminally insane. And he never saw one of the patients. He spent 4 years there in his office just working with their charts and sending this, working with this Ho'oponopono energy with each chart. And when he first got there, it was a terrifying place to work. There was a lot of violence. People were afraid. It was a very threatening atmosphere. The place didn't look so good. And over the 4 years that he sat in his office and worked with the chart of every one of those criminally insane patients there, things started to get better. The patients were no longer violent. The people were no longer afraid. The staff was no longer afraid to work there. It wasn't a threatening atmosphere. They started to paint and create a garden and all this. And one by one, those patients healed and left until there were only two patients left who were transferred out, and they closed the hospital. And Dr. Hugh said it was because he took responsibility for those patients, and he healed them through himself. And so Ho'oponopono, there's four things you need to say. And I've heard it in different places, said in different ways. But this is the way I know it. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. And you say it silently. You can say it out loud if you want, but you can say it silently. You can say it silently to yourself. You can say it to the planet. You can send it. I often use it with somebody that, you know, there's some kind of a communication problem, whatever. to people you see on TV, whatever. You use it, and I have done so much reading about it and read about so many almost miracles that have happened because of that short, you know, four-line statement, that I highly recommend everybody to start saying it today.
Can you say it again? Okay, so I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
I love you. Thank you.
I love you. Thank you.
Hey, Jen.
Ho'oponopono. Say it in a different order, but the most important thing is you say it.
And you can just say it for whatever's going on. Just say it for yourself. You can say it for others. It doesn't matter. Is that right?
Yeah, well, you direct it to somebody. You know, if somebody that you might be having a difficult time with, hard feelings, anger, whatever, you know, just direct it to them with your mind. And all of a sudden, you know, I've tried it with people, and then maybe somebody that you've kind of lost communication with, all of a sudden they'll call you up, and they'll be in a really, really great mood. And so it's something, it's the last chapter in my book because I just feel it's like one of the most important things that you can do. It doesn't cost a thing.
Right.
It's very powerful, and it's
That's
so
beautiful.
Easy. You can do it several times throughout the day. You can do it once. You can, like I said, do it for yourself, for the planet. You can, you know, say it, you know, direct it to people that you may be having, you know, some kind of an issue with.
Okay. Wonderful. Before we take a break, we'd like to give our contact information to all of our listeners. You can reach Sean and I at www.soulpathinsights.com. You're listening to The Sean and Jen Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are back on the Sean and Jen Show. I'm Sean, and this is my wife, Jen, sitting right across from me with a beautiful smile on her face. For all of our listeners, Jen and I can be contacted at www.soulpathinsights.com with one S at the end. So we have some upcoming events to talk about. This Saturday, April 6th, at Isis Books here in Denver, Jen will be reading at the Psychic Fair from 10 to 5 p.m. She's honestly the best intuitive I've ever seen in my life, and it will behoove you to come check her out. Also, we want to remind everyone that Jen is offering readings and packages for coaching sessions, and she can be reached at 303-872-3719. So take the steps to begin being a better you today, right?
Yep. Also, Sean and I are available for speaking events and workshops. And for all of your multimedia needs, please consider December 11th Productions. You can go to 1211, that's 1211 Productions with an S.com.
Sweet. Now we're at one of my favorite parts, tip of the week. And I got this from somebody I was talking with, I think it was just yesterday. And it's such a simple phrase, but it can have an impact on everyone. And basically it comes down to if you really respect someone, being truthful with them is the ultimate form of respect. So there, don't use anything else other than your respect to, keep yourself from being truthful with the person who needs to hear it. Now, there's a way to deliver it. But if you really respect somebody, share that truth and tell them what you think, and you guys hash things out or whatever and, you know, move forward. But you being truthful with someone isn't a sign of disrespect. It's a sign of love and respect. And don't let anybody tell you different. Right?
Perfect. Yep. Cool. So, Chris, let's talk about giving. Let's talk about the importance of giving.
You know, I think everybody agrees giving is great, and maybe they don't realize how great it is. In the act of giving, whether it's giving your time, giving a gift, whatever, giving compassion, the act of giving releases serotonin, which is the feel-good neurotransmitter in the brain of the person that's giving. So it makes you feel good when you give. But it also releases serotonin in the brain of the person that is on the receiving end. And it also releases serotonin in the brains of anybody, any witnesses to the act of giving. So that's like a win-win situation. If you're giving, the serotonin is released. If you're receiving, it's released. And even if you're just watching it, like I watch in the summertime when it's on, you know, The Secret Millionaire, where the person goes and is volunteering, and at the end of the program they say, well, I'm a millionaire, and here's $50,000 to build a, you know, a club for the kids and things like that. And
yeah.
I love that. And I think giving is so important, and we don't have to give money, because maybe our resources are limited, but we can give our attention, we can give our time, we can give creativity, compassion. There is a woman named Cammie Walker who found out she had multiple cirrhosis, and right after she was married, and she had a really, really hard time dealing with it. And she connected somehow with a South African woman, shaman, a medicine woman, who told her, I want you to give away something for 29 days, and it will help you to heal. And she thought, that's one of the craziest things I heard. How is that going to help me? I can hardly, you know, have multiple cirrhosis. I can't do many things. How am I going to give? And she went on suffering for several weeks until she thought, well, she'd give it a try. So she started. Every day for 29 days, she gave something away, whether it was something she had at home in a small gift or her time or an idea or whatever it was. And it didn't heal her multiple cirrhosis, but she was so much better. She managed her life and was so much happier that she wrote a book about it called 29 Gifts, how a month of giving can change your life. And she started in an organization at www.29gifts.org, where now thousands and thousands of people sign up to do precisely that, to pledge that for 29 days they're going to try that. And I just think it's a really nice idea, and it doesn't make any difference if we do it for 29 days or whatever, but giving, like I said, is such a win-win situation.
That's really cool. Have you done that, the 29-day thing?
No, I haven't done the 29-day thing, but I just, that's kind of my nature. You know, I just kind of am always ready to give in one way or another. Give my opinion.
Yeah. Oh, we're all giving
that
in.
Count.
We all giving in that regard.
All right, Chris, one last final thought from you. You know, let kind of just give everybody a brief synopsis of what you think the rest of, you know, the next 5 months look like, spring, summer for everybody. Because I know there's a lot of people that are going through a lot of things, a lot of shifts. People can feel it. They may not know what's happening. But give kind of a brief overview of spring
brief
and summer.
Okay, brief overview would be a lot of energy continues to come into the planet, so be aware of it. Be proactive instead of reactive. Use it. Meditate. Visualize. See the world that you want to see. Like right now with the threat we have in North Korea, with them acting kind of Freaky Friday over there and crazy, see North Korea in peace. See them step down from their, you know, their escalating in a military way and different things like that. Visualize them stepping down. Visualize them going into peace. Remember, we always need to see, to visualize things as we want them, not as they are. So do that. And know that there's three important eclipses coming up. There's one that's coming up at the end of April. That's a full moon lunar eclipse. And then in May, there's a new moon solar eclipse. 2 weeks after that, there's a full moon lunar eclipse. They're people movers. If it's not hitting anything in your natal chart, your astrology chart, basically it's just a lot of intense energy. Be careful driving at the time because people tend to get kind of, you know, things can be chaotic, that type of thing. But if it's actually doing something, making some kind of a transit to your natal chart, it'll definitely be a people mover. You know,
oh, wow.
Get a job, lose a job, get sick, get better, move across the country, get married, get divorced, win the lottery. You know, I mean, eclipses are definitely, you know, intense energy, and they're neither positive or negative. They're just energy. And it's interesting, like I said, to have your natal chart looked at, because if they're happening in your life, the energy builds. A few weeks before, a few weeks after, it's like a cycle. It just doesn't come, boom, this is the date of the eclipse, here it is. No, it's usually something that you can see is transitioning in your own life. So people just need to be aware that the energy is around, use it, meditate, visualize, and make the world what you want it to be.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you very, very much for that. You shared a lot of beautiful information that I hope a lot of people can benefit from. And I'm, you know, thank you for being a return guest on our show. And we want to thank all of you for tuning in to the Shauna Jen Show. As usual, we had a great time. So please be sure to join us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, and 3 p.m. Pacific time. Have a great week. We'll see you back here next week. Thank you, Chris.
Bye. Thank you. My pleasure.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio. Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to experience a synergistic radio show to assist you in gaining a deeper perspective and understanding in your everyday life. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life. For more information about Sean and Jen, visit www.soulpathinsights.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio,
a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.